Hi guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode of That's So Sabotage. Happy Monday. We are so excited to be back.
Hi guys, we hope you had an amazing weekend. I hope you guys had an amazing Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day. It was such a sunny, beautiful weekend here in Vancouver. What about you, Niz? Did you guys have a fun weekend, a little Valentine's Day?
Actually, it's been pretty sunny all of last week and kind of gloomy, I guess, this past weekend. So we've had a little bit of both, but it's been nice. Thanks for asking, Emma.
We're like a new weather channel now.
How's the weather? How's the weather over there? When you have nothing to say to someone anymore, so you just say like, so how's the weather?
That's where we're at in quarantine. No, but for real, you guys, this episode is going to be so good. We're really excited to talk about the subject because I feel like all three of us are super passionate about it. And this episode, we're going to be talking about confidence in your career and not just the career we're in. I know we talk a lot about blogging and like this entertainment industry and like fashion and beauty and stuff, but this is kind of a general topic that we want everyone to kind of relate to. And as young entrepreneurs, the three of us, we love seeing other boss babes thrive. We love to see young professionals in every industry just thrive and be so excited about their own careers. But with that comes confidence issues. And I know that it can be tough, especially entering into your young 20s or your late 20s. Whenever you're entering your career, especially now, it can be difficult. So we want to kind of talk about confidence and how to gain it, how to maintain it, and how to support other boss babes around you guys.
Okay, so before we get started with the episode, you guys know what time it is, our sabotage moment of the week. So I'm going to start off because I know you guys really love my story times, so I thought I'd share and start off the segment today. So if you guys saw on Instagram, I already shared this, but in case you missed out, I'm going to tell you guys again because I never miss out on a moment to share a story with you guys. So, or just with anyone in general, but anyway, so pretty much I bought lilies at the grocery store last week, and so everybody, like, I've bought lilies before and I've never had an issue with them, but I do know that they can be like the most messy flower in the world with their pollen. And so when I bought them, everybody was DMing me being like, make sure you cut the pollen tips off of the lily. And so I did, but there were a few flowers that hadn't bloomed yet. And so I just kind of like left those and waited until they bloomed. And then once they bloomed, I forgot to cut off the pollen because I was just lazy. And so then this happened, I don't even know, it was a few nights ago. And so I went to the gym and I came home and Austin was like, oh my gosh, like there's orange shit all over our couch. Like what? It wasn't me, I swear. What?
I'm just laughing. It's the detail of the story. I'm loving. It's amazing. The thing is, I find it so funny that it's like we make fun of Soph, and like obviously she makes fun of herself over story times, but genuinely they've become a crowd favorite, and it's become an actual iconic situation. So me and while Sophie tells her stories, me and Nitz are just laughing in the background, not at the story, but like just at the fact that it's so funny. We love it.
When
it's
just so detailed.
Yeah. When I redirect my brand into a story time channel.
Honestly, like, I feel like that could be very on brand for you. Anyway, sorry, continue on your story time. We're very much so enjoying it. Continue.
Okay, so moving on. So Austin was like, there's orange shit on the couch. And I like was pretty much in tears because I knew getting a white couch, something was going to happen to it. I mean, you can almost expect that, but like, yeah, you can expect it. But like, I really just wasn't expecting it to happen this soon. So anyway, he had made tacos for dinner. So I was like, Austin, you probably wiped taco seasoning on your pants or something and then sat down on the couch. That's why there's orange on it. Obviously, I was blaming him because it wasn't me. And so then we debunked the whole situation and actually Emma debunked it because I was telling the girls on FaceTime the next morning and I was like, it makes no sense because him and I the entire night were like, it wasn't me. Well, it wasn't me. But it wasn't me. So like, how did this happen? And Emma was like, it probably was the pollen from those lilies that traveled across your entire apartment. And one little speckle of the orange pollen landed on your couch. He probably saw something orange on the couch and tried to like swipe it off. And it created a huge smear. And so now I have an orange stain on my white couch, but thankfully you can remove the cushions. So for now, I just have it flipped over to the other side, but I need to get it fixed. But a lot of you guys sent in recommendations. So if any, if this happens to any of you, I think the product Folex is what gets it out. I got literally hundreds of messages for the brand or the product Folex. I don't know if that's even what it's called, but
when this story time was relatable, when it was so relatable to the crowds, you got a lot of people actually asking you about this. So this happens a lot. Maybe lilies are like obviously a popular flower. So I guess that would happen a lot.
But I also feel like people didn't really listen to the full story time on stories. And people were just like, you're supposed to cut off the stems. And I did mention that when I was telling the story, but everyone was like, you're supposed to cut off the stems. And I was like, no, I did. But I just left two of them. So, you know what I mean?
Honestly, that's very sabotage. And honestly, it's a good lesson, a good learning lesson for all the listeners. If you have lilies, make sure to cut the stems. If you have a white couch, especially.
Or just don't buy them. My sister's like, I actually hate lilies. I don't know why you buy them and think that they're cute.
I never had lilies. And I think just the story of how it magically, like the pollen got from one side of your apartment to the couch will forever remain a mystery.
Like fairy dust.
I've never been able to buy lilies because cats are like deathly allergic to lilies. Right. So I've just never had them because of Pippa. But like, I know they're a pretty flower. I just never have. So I guess that's why I've never had that problem. But
Just don't do it.
No, I'm not going to honestly boycott lilies. Fuck lilies. Okay, moving on. Nitz, what was your sabotage of the week?
So my sabotage of the week was not that bad this week, but it was pretty sabotage still overall. And I just had one of those days where just like life wasn't going my way. You know, when you just wake up and you just like, you went to bed on the wrong side of the bed. You didn't even wake up on the wrong side of the bed because during your sleep, you're like, this is going to be one of those days. But anyway, woke up, did what I got to do. Yeah, I actually was, which kind of explains it. Okay. I don't know how yeah, that makes sense. Well, but anyway, I really tried to get myself back in order. I journaled, I read, I really was starting to feel good. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go take a little nap, like a little like 30 minute, 1 hour power nap. I get in bed, I get cozy, and the fucking fire alarm goes off.
Wait, I saw your stories. Yeah, that's sabotage.
And it was just so sabotage, but it's okay. They actually like ended it pretty quick, but it was just like one of those things. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
was it a false alarm? It was a false alarm.
Yeah, it was absolutely a false alarm, but the fire truck did come. So it fully went like on for a little bit. But anyway, that was my sabotage of the week.
Standing outside?
Absolutely not. I actually always wonder, like, when you hear the fire alarm and you live in a condo, do you go downstairs or do you just, like, wait it out?
No, you should. You should go. When I first moved in to my last apartment, I would literally go downstairs every time because I'm so high up on the floor that it's, like, so – it was so scary to, be up there and stuck up there. Well, exactly. So, if you're, like, what if there's, like, a legitimate fire? I mean, after the first few we had, I feel like I stopped because I was, like, I'm over it. I clearly –
that's kind of
like
where I'm pattern. At.
Right. But the first time, oh my God, I have like the, oh my God, I have such a story time for a fire alarm. I won't get into it today, but I have the worst story time for a fire alarm that let me just paint you a picture. We didn't have Pippa, like a crate for Pippa at the time. And we had to bring Pippa downstairs and we put her in a basket.
Oh my God.
And there was 20 dogs around us, just so you know. Just painting you a picture. Anyways. Okay. Moving on.
Can I just add something?
Yeah.
So our fire alarm went off in like, I don't know, November. And I thought actually the building was burning down. And so I literally just grabbed all of my shell bags and my laptop. And I had them all on my arm. Or just like, I brought like all my bags and I had them just all on my arms. Like,
I can picture it now. No, that's amazing. Honestly, I actually left all of my Chanels and all of my belongings. And I just brought Pippa. I was like, this is all that matters. No, my passport and Pippa. Amazing. Okay, so my sabotage of the week is honestly not that sabotage, but it is a little bit. My sabotage is like a good and a bad thing, but I lost my voice. I'm losing my voice. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm like very I'm kind of raspy at the moment because this week has been, or this past 2 weeks honestly, have been like a super long week for shoots because I'm launching a little project this month, which by the time you're listening to this episode, I believe it's going to be Monday the 15th. Yes, Monday the 15th, you're listening to this. So I'm actually revealing what the project is on the 16th. So you guys keep an eye on that for tomorrow. But long story short, we've been just doing a lot of shoots and staying up super late. And it's been obviously amazing and super fun. But I'm so exhausted and I'm ready to take a vacation in my living room because we can't do anything else. And I'm so glad.
Binge watch Superstore.
And just binge watch like some fun shows and just like kind of call it a day because we actually wrapped last night. So I'm just really tired and my voice is gone, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to be really fun. But yeah, that's my sabotage.
So to get into the episode, like we said, we are going to be talking about confidence in your career. And I think that this is such a fun and really important topic that we're all so passionate about and really just going for what you want. And I think we should start off by kind of talking about the one moment in each of our personal journeys where we decided to fully just go for it and have the guts to do it and kind of just what our experience was. So ladies, who wants to start us off?
Okay, well, I mean, I feel like there were so many different pivotal moments in our careers at like different stages, and I feel like we all can agree on that. And I think there's like different times of confidence and different ways we became confident, I guess, if that makes sense. But I feel like for me, the most pivotal, that's the right word.
Pivotal.
The most pivotal moment for me was probably quitting my like normal job and going to New York Fashion Week on a one-way ticket. I think that was probably the scariest thing ever because it was like, I have no money in my bank account. I'm going to New York for Fashion Week. And obviously, Nitz, you were there too. So this is probably one of your pivotal – why can't I say that word? Pivotal moments as well. But I think that that was like a huge time where I was like – it was kind of at a point where people still made fun of us for doing what we were doing because we didn't have a big following or like we weren't getting like, brand deals.
They still do, but yes.
Yeah, well, exactly. They still do. Let's say the haters are still hating, but it was like very prominent back then. Like no one really believed, I mean, other than our family and friends, maybe close family and friends, but like the general public were kind of like, this is a joke. Like, what are you doing kind of thing? So it was kind of a confidence thing in a sense of like, well, I don't really care what people think. I'm going to go. I need to be confident. I'm going to go do my thing and hope for the best. And I know this is going to work out. And I feel like that was such an important moment in like all of our careers, and that's why I feel like we are where we are today in a sense of doing this full time, is because we didn't care what other people thought. And I think that's a great lesson for any career in any industry. You just can't care about what people think, and if someone else doesn't like what you're doing, it doesn't fucking matter because you're doing it. I find it so crazy, don't you guys agree, that you find it so crazy that someone can judge someone for being happy? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like someone, yeah. Don't you think that's crazy?
Yeah. And I think too, to even add on to that, it's very like, it's almost like from the outside, it's very easy to say like, don't care what people think. But I think the underlying message is that you want what you're going for so bad that it doesn't matter what people think. Like the amount of times we all shot on our like main streets in our hometowns, and we know that people are driving by and, you know, maybe it's someone from high school.
Yelling out the window.
Yeah. Like it happened. You know what I mean? But I think like when I look back, and I know we all have the same experience, it's like, yeah, in the moment, it's kind of shitty and kind of awkward, whatever. But you don't care because you want what you're working for so much that it doesn't even faze you. Like you will do what you have to do in order to do what you love. And I think that's what it comes down to.
But I also think though, like piggybacking on that, that has to come from within. And I feel like a lot of people, no matter what industry you're in, people are like, oh, like I want to do that, or oh, I want to do this. But like nothing's going to happen unless you have that inner confidence, or you make yourself have that inner confidence.
And you make it happen for yourself. Like nobody at the end of the day is going to make stuff happen for you. You have to do it on your own. Like your friends, they can give you support. They can maybe say I could just use you guys as an example. Like we're all in the same industry doing the same thing. But like, you guys aren't going to make anything happen for me. I have to actually sit there and think of my own personal goals and how I want to achieve them, because mm-hmm. nobody can make anything happen for you.
And this is to piggyback on this again. I definitely think that for me too, and for all of us, like quitting and fully going for it and deciding we're doing it full time was a really big decision. Like for me also quitting my 9-to-5, for you, so if like deciding that you're going to take time away from school and do this, that's a very big decision. And mm-hmm. I think the message behind it is like when you are in a place or when you put yourself in a position where you're not comfortable, that is where, like you said, so if you have to make things happen for yourself and you'll work at it. Like if you stayed in school, and I'm not saying everyone who's listening do not drop out of school, obviously it's each their own. But for example, you stayed in school, like we stayed at our full-time jobs. We have the comfort of the income coming in, like you have the structure. So you don't necessarily need to fully give your passion your all because you're comfortable. Like, you know what I mean? You don't have to risk it on the biscuit. Is that the term? I don't know. Risk it for the biscuit. We don't speak English apparently today. But I think when you're in a position that you're relying on this for your income and you're relying on this to just work out because you refuse to have a backup option, that is when you will start making opportunities for yourself.
Well, and something that we've always said, you guys are going to know this right away, but like we've always said, there is no plan B. There is no plan B. There's only this path. So make it happen. Like,
yes,
do what you got to do.
That's like, that was always our, like whenever we got a question, like from you guys listening or anyone like asking us basically like, what, like, how did you know you were going to be able to do this full time? Like, how did you do this? And it's like, literally, so like Sophie says exactly that. We always said this was our only plan. There was no plan B. We did not say, oh, if this doesn't work out, like, I'll just go back to this. Like, it was literally like, no, like, this is going to work out. Like, I know this is going to work out. And I don't know where that confidence came from all of us, but I think we just kind of faked it till we made it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we just did it. Like, no one's stopping you.
And that's the thing, fake it till you make it, because the amount of times we literally were sleeping on Jamie Alix's couch in LA, but then like acting like we were, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't even know how to say what I'm trying to say, but like literally faking it till you make it. Like,
yeah.
Sleeping on Jamie's couch, but then in LA and just like hustling on the streets, getting our content, posting, like,
and the best part is it's sleeping on Jamie's couch and then going to get a collab dinner because we couldn't afford to eat like beautiful nice meals. We would go and get collab dinners. But that's
or just going to the Beverly Hills Hotel and then sleeping on Jamie's couch.
I'm like, or In-N-Out.
Like, yeah, or that. It makes literally no sense. Like, it's just, that's so true. Like, fake till you make it, you guys. And I think also another thing is a great, this is another quote we love. The best things are the best things are on the other side of fear. And I always stand by that. I think the three of us live by that as well. And I think that that's such a great one. Like, we were so scared, but guess what happened on the other side? Like, you never know what happens. Like, the risk is so worth the reward.
And it's funny that you bring up the word fear, because it's so true. Like, looking back, you'd think that that moment was the scariest moment of our lives, like quitting our jobs, like dropping out of school, like such a non-common thing to do that people would definitely have judgments on. But, and I'll speak for myself, but I know you guys feel the same way. So, I mean, I'll speak for all of us. I don't remember fear in that decision. Like, I never was like, oh my God, like, I'm scared. I never heard you guys say it either. It was kind of like, what do we have to lose right now? Like, we know what we want to do. It kind of felt like it was now or never. And when you know, like, you know, it's not often in life where you know that you're passionate about something and that you're willing to give it your all. So if you find that one thing, I would have more regrets not giving in my all and playing it safe than fully going for it and wondering like what the plan B is. You know what I mean?
So yeah, I feel like that was probably my most pivotal moment in my career and the confidence to gain to kind of get myself on my feet. But of course, like, there's so many different moments. But girls, what are your guys's moments? Like, I want to know maybe some diff moments, some other moments in different timelines of the career. Like, what are you guys, where were your moments?
I think I would definitely say that, yeah, like for all of us, it was the time that we decided to fully quit and go for it was definitely the most pivotal moment. But for some reason, I always think back to another one, and it's really random. You guys probably won't even remember this, or maybe you will. I don't know. But we were in LA, obviously, with Jamie Alix.
I'm like, I might remember.
Maybe.
It.
But I think this was like in 2018, and you guys were flying home early. This is when I stayed back, and Josh was coming in with Dennis Lloyd, whatever. It was one of those trips. And I think my engagement was at an all-time low. And we're not ones to focus on numbers, and I'm sure we'll get to this in this episode. But
yeah, but we haven't
always been
like that.
No, I know. I think we definitely grew from it. And this is the thing. I think back then, my engagement was so low. I just felt so lost. Like, nothing that I was doing felt like it was working out for me. And I really think I was at such a low point. And then I had a realization, and I don't know why I think of this LA trip, but when you feel like you're so low and nothing's working out for you, specifically, I guess, in social media, if you're a fellow content creator listening and you get to that point where you're like, no one cares about what I have to say, my engagement's so low, no one appreciates my work, blah, 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 and you kind of get in your head, what do you have to lose at that point? You know what I mean? If no one actually cares about what you have to say and no one actually follows you and no one cares, then why not just be yourself and do what you want? Like, what do you have to lose? And I think that was a really big realization for me from taking something so low and making it positive. Like, at that time, I was like, well, you know what? No one cares about what I have to say, and I'm so uncomfortable talking on my stories. No one's watching anyway. Let me just go talk. Let me just do what I want and see what happens. You know, it's like really taking that negative, I guess, thought process that you have and really pushing yourself to overcome it. Because, and this is where I'm going to wrap it up, but what I realize is, like, if you stop when things are low, you'll never know what lies ahead. Like, everyone who stops when it gets rough, they don't know that, you know, past that bump, things get really good. We all went through that. We're all happy right now. We've had some great successes and some really low lows, but we wouldn't have gotten those successes if we gave up. Like, if I gave up on that LA trip.
Yep. Agreed.
But yeah, anyway, that's that for me. That's my rant. So what was your pivotal moment?
Okay. So I feel like my most pivotal moment, I feel like it was probably like last year. And I just was going through, kind of similar to Nitz's, like such a rough spot with my career and everything. I was so lost. I was getting the worst engagement possible. I just had people leading me in the completely opposite direction than what I wanted to go in personally. And these people are not Nitz and Emma, by the way. But I was just so lost with what my brand was, what I wanted to be sharing, what I wanted to be posting about. And I had some people on the other side telling me what I could and couldn't do. And so that really just like made everything really stressful for me. And it just was not what I wanted to be doing. And so I think kind of when I cut the cord with that situation, then I really realized what it is that I love posting. And I think with quarantine and everything, we all got so inspired by new things. And it really showed that you don't have to travel. You don't have to go on these beautiful trips to Europe and travel to LA and wherever to get really good content that's going to perform well. You just literally need to be yourself and post things that you genuinely like. Like, we posted so many photos in quarantine of us just sitting on our bed taking a mirror photo. And some of those photos did way better engagement wise than something that I took in Paris that like I really thought like was the most,
you know what it is though? I think quarantine really brought this out, but more than that, I feel like the industry is really shifting towards like being relatable and real content, and that sort of place where Instagram started, where it was like this aspirational, like super beautiful, overly edited, like curated images. No one wants to see that anymore. People want to see like what you would share on your stories of you just out and about on your day. That's what people want to see on Instagram now. And I just think the app completely changed, and maybe it's also like as a response to TikTok. Like, TikTok is so much less curated. Like, people will literally TikTok from wherever they are, no matter what they're wearing, what they're looking like. And I think Instagram is seeing the effects of that too.
I agree. And I think that like I love content creation more than anything. Like, I love when someone really puts effort and thought into like an outfit and a scene and a location and
just
whatever.
Like, just like beautiful, but I think, imagery in itself. Yeah.
Yes. But I think it also says something. Like, I can just speak on us in Greece. Why were we wearing heels in our pictures on the cobblestone roads of Greece when we were actually really wearing sandals and flip-flops and changing into these heels for the photo?
But you guys, I was just gonna say, like, you guys, like, yes, I agree, like, looking back, we're like, oh my god, how sabotage. But like, you guys have, like, we also have to remember and like remind ourselves that like that's what got us where we are today, in a sense. Like, we never know if we never did that, like, what if those photos, do you know what I mean? Like, what if we never did that, and maybe we wouldn't have gotten like that exposure that we got because of it. Like, maybe we did those crazy things, but it did catch people's attention and it did create some type of buzz on the internet. Do you know what
it
I mean?
It also was a different time, you know what I mean? Like, if you were today, I feel like, quarantine aside, like, as a content creator, your style evolves too, and the type of content you create will change, and so does your personal brand. So I think at the time for us, it was all about those aspirational, like, super beautiful photos. And there's nothing like being inspired and having a whole vision. Like, even Emma, for your secret project that you're announcing tomorrow, like, I'm sure that was so fun to piece that together and really focus on the content. Like, it looks so good. But if it's not surrounding something big like that, and you're just out and about, like, you don't have to fake it on Instagram anymore. You know?
I agree. That was like, that was almost like the first time in a very long time that I felt so inspired. It's because, like you said, it was actually like bigger than just like an everyday situation. Like, it was such an exciting vision that I got to bring to life that we don't do that on Instagram day to day anymore. Like, we do relatable content because we know that you guys listening love relatable content and obviously love our outfits and our fashion, but like, we want to do it in a way that we're not wearing heels on cobblestone in the middle of Greece anymore.
Or like
we're not wearing a little skirt in the middle of winter.
That's what I was going to say. You know? Like, we used to every year not even be home for the Canadian winters. And if we were, it was like, well, let's brave it out. Let's take off the coat. Let's shoot like a little mini skirt or mini dress. It's like, absolutely not. The content we post now is like bundled up. Give me the scarf. Give me the earmuffs. Like, give me the moon boots. Like, I want to be warm. And that's what people want
to
see.
But I also think, to go along with that, like, obviously, yes, vacationing during the wintertime is a very normal thing in a normal world. But like, the fact that we didn't even we are all Canadian. So the fact that we never really shared our Canadian winters on social media, because we would just be posting in bikinis in Miami. But then all of our following at home is like, okay, well, that sucks because I want winter inspo. But I can't wear a bikini and I'm not on the beach because I'm in Canada.
But I think that also shows like there's such a difference between like inspiration and aspiration. And I think that the trips that we went on, like, inspiration is like our Canadian winters, showing the girls that follow us, the girls and guys that follow us, like what you can really actually wear, like inspiration for legit life, what you can wear in the wintertime. But like us going to Miami, like, again, I agree with what we're saying, but I also don't want to discredit the fact that like it also – that's the reason why social media is a thing, is to let people escape and see like see the aspirations of us going on these trips, because we're able to do that. Well, maybe not necessarily people can't do that with their regular 9-to-5 jobs kind of thing. So yeah, I see both sides, like Chanel.
I'm just curious to know, like, if we were to go on a trip tomorrow, what our content would be like.
We'll find out on our next trip. But this is also the thing. It's like, with aspiration and inspiration, it's really easy to compare yourself to other people online. And, you know, look at what you're doing versus what someone else is doing and feel threatened or not good enough. So why don't we share, I guess, I'd love to hear both of your takes on how do you guys deal with that? Let's share kind of our two cents on that situation.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with confidence in your career. Like, exactly, Nitz. Like, I think comparing yourself is such a huge confidence destroyer. I think that
It's very common. It's very
so normal. Yeah, we're not like normalize comparing, because it's honestly normal. Comparison is like so evil and it's really bad, and it's your little voice in your head. I hate it. We all hate it. It's the worst. It's just kind of a normal thing that happens. But I think that, yeah, Nitz, I agree. It's such a huge part of confidence in your career. So does anyone – I know, Soph, you have a really great story that I think that you can tell the audience, because I know that when we saw you going through this, it was like almost like we were going through it with you, because obviously we all feel this way. But this certain moment where you literally had an MB about it, like, I felt it for you, and like – we knew what you were going through, and I would love for you to share it, because it definitely changed all of our perspectives as well.
Okay, well, let me just get into my story time. So,
I'm like, everybody go
get a
nice warm cup of tea, maybe a snack, some popcorn. We'll be here for a while.
This is your bathroom break. Anyway, so I don't even remember when this was, but I do think it was during that time that I spoke about earlier, where I was so lost in what I was doing. I didn't know what kind of content I wanted to create or what I wanted to share, because I was so confused and so lost by many different directions people were trying to tell me to go in. But there's this one influencer. I'm not going to say her name. Obviously, I have nothing bad to say about her, because it's kind of the opposite of that. But she is probably, I think we can all vouch, she's like one of the most hardworking people on the app that I personally see, like that I personally follow. Like, she is always on top of things. She gets like so many videos filmed a week, shoots content every single day, just like is really inspiring when it comes
to productivity,
her job and productivity. And like, it's really insane how much she works and how she runs her business. It's like, it's actually really inspiring. But during that time, I was like, wow, like, it kind of stresses me out to see how much work she's doing, because I'm not doing that much work compared to her.
Well, keep in mind though, this is all social media, all what you're seeing online. So yes, so you're making a picture in your head of how much work she, but you don't know. Right. We don't know. No one knows. But you painted this picture in your head. So like, make sure. Yeah. You definitely painted that photo.
And so I was just kind of like going through like a mental breakdown, to say the least, because I was like, honestly, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't have the time to film all these videos every week. Like, I would love to be doing that, but like, I don't know how she does it. And so I think it just really messed with my head and kind of really got to me, because I was comparing myself to what she was doing and how much work she was doing a week, and comparing it to what I was doing. And I just did not think what I was doing was enough. And so I like tried a bunch of different things, and I'm never going to force myself to do anything I don't want to do. And I think that when you force it, it's like, it comes off so inauthentic and just like, it's not fun. And it doesn't like with YouTube videos, if you do a forced YouTube video that you don't even want to do, you're not going to want to edit that video and post it, because you're just
like, and the audience sees through that right away, like 100%.
Yeah. And so that was kind of like, I mean, that was kind of like my moment, is just like really comparing myself to how productive this person was, and just wondering like how I can get myself there and like do that. But it's just not, it's not realistic for me to do that much stuff in a week. Like, it really just isn't. And especially if you have like a team of people helping you, that also makes the world of difference compared to me, who's just solo and does it all on my own.
You don't know what someone's like scenarios behind the scenes. You don't know how they get work done, who helps them. You also don't know their mental state. And I think quarantine really taught us to appreciate our mental health and prioritize that and really take time for yourself. Like, even when we all used to travel so much, like that too was exhausting. And I think now that we're home, it's kind of like, okay, we had to learn this year about what else we could do business-wise and how we can keep our businesses going from home. But that has its own set of struggles, like, you know, waking up and being in the same apartment, doing the same thing, and you lose inspiration too. And I think it's just so important to give yourself the time to just recharge. But I also think though,
like, you can never judge, like, everyone works differently, everyone. And like, that's definitely what you learned, Sophie, like, about the influencer that you were comparing yourself to. It's kind of like the same thing. Like, people looked at our trips that we went on. I remember girls would message us all the time being like, how do you guys go on 5 trips a month? How do you guys live out of a suitcase? How do you guys do that? Like, that's so like, wow, I'm so jealous. I can never do that. Like, people looked at us probably and were like, wow, look how much they're getting done. But in our head, we were looking at other girls being like, look how much they're getting done. So it's like, you can't judge people based off of how, like, everyone works so differently. And the way we
have to work smart, not hard.
But it's different. Like, the girl you followed, Sophie, probably that's for her mental health. Working and productivity probably is her thing, and like, that's what she needs to do to even be sane and relax. But for us, being sane and relaxed, we need to take those days off and we need to watch those shows. And this goes for any industry, you guys listening. Like, if you're not in the blogger world, you're in like a corporate job, like, if you need to take that time off, don't compare yourself to other girls in the office, other guys in the office. Like, everyone works differently. Work hard, not smart. I mean, work smart, not hard.
There you go. But hard. I think too, with comparing yourself to others, something that really helped me, and I think we all had to work on this at one point, but it's really using someone else's success and what someone else is doing that you might feel threatened by. Take that threat and turn it into inspiration. Like, use that to fuel you, and not in a way where you're trying to like catch up, but rather like you seeing what's possible and realizing that in every industry, like, every industry is evolving right now, especially given our times, and we're all paving the way for each other. When someone accomplishes something, it only means that it's possible. So for example, like, I literally have taken moments from people that I follow or things that I've seen, and I created a little folder on my phone called goals. And anytime someone accomplishes something cool, and anytime someone does something in their career that I'm inspired by, I just make the conscious effort to take that, save it in my goals file, and use that as inspiration for when I'm feeling down and want to like fuel myself up. I'll scroll through that folder, see what other bay bosses are accomplishing, and just think of how cool this industry is and how cool all these opportunities are.
I love that. I really That's love that really idea, because idea. I feel like you're turning comparing into inspiration. I feel like that that easily could have been like a screenshot. That folder, that goals folder, easily could become toxic if you're in that mindset of like, look how many people are doing this and I'm not doing that. But you're turning it into such a positive thing and such an inspirational thing. And I think that's really cool.
Well, thank you.
And I think the moment you become confident with yourself and like really understand like where you are in life and what you're doing and like really feel like you're on the right path, I think that's kind of when you stop worrying about what other people are doing. Like, I know there's been many times like back in the day, obviously things are very different now, but like, say like two of us got a campaign offer, but the other one didn't, or like vice versa. Like, it's just like a shitty feeling inside to be like, wow, why didn't they want, like, why did they want two of us and not the other person? You know what I mean? And so I think just like genuinely learning to be happy for other people and being like, wow, if they do this, maybe like next time they'll want to work with me too. And like, you know what I mean? I think just genuinely being happy for your friends and being very secure with where you are in life and focusing on your own personal goals. And it's really something to be inspired by. Like, I feel like we're all in the chapter of kind of figuring out like what we want to do next in our lives. And I know, Nitz, you just launched Mind Your Business, and Emma, you have this really exciting project going on. I feel like it really is sparking something in us, kind of being like, wow, like we're all like thinking about what our next move is. And I think that we're all getting inspired by each other mm-hmm. because of that. And I think it's really cool because we have so many fun ideas in mind and just so many exciting things on the go and like that we're working towards. And I think that getting inspired by each other has really, really helped with us kind of take those next steps and not letting the fear on the other side, get in the way.
I think this brings up a really interesting thing too about just your group of friends in the workplace, whether it's the social media industry and the, you know, group of bloggers that you're shooting with or spending time with or helping each other out, or in any workplace, you have that like group of people that you spend a lot of time with. And I think it's inevitable to not have competition within that group itself. But I think what's really important, or something that I think we all really think about, and kind of this is how we've been able to navigate our friendship, is really looking at your friends like a sibling and having their success. Well, aside from the fact that we literally call everyone sister, but that's besides the point. Literally looking at their success, like that is someone in your family that is doing such cool things. Like there shouldn't be any competition or any rivalry, because you are just so proud of what your friend or your sister literally is accomplishing that you take pride in saying, yes, my best friend fucking did that. Like, she just did that and she's my best friend and I am so proud. And, you know, being able to just really look at that is not a reflection of you, but rather a reflection of the type of people that you surround yourself with. Like, they are successful, hardworking people. And that is something so cool. Like, you always want to surround yourself with people who are better than you in something so you can grow and learn and challenge yourself, and also people that inspire you. And what's better than that?
Yeah, I agree. That's such a great point, because wouldn't you rather be surrounded by a bunch of boss babes versus just like, you know what I mean? Like, wouldn't you rather surround yourself with a bunch of people who are so motivated and inspiring to be around and such great vibes and such cool aspirations in life? Like, I think that's such a cool thing to surround yourself. But I think also a really like friendly reminder to you guys, like this has always been something that I remind myself constantly, and I feel like you guys do too. I feel like we all take the same advice. So this is why we're on the same podcast, because all of our morals are just very similar. And this is why we're friends. All of our morals and our thoughts and all of our inspiration really is the same. But basically, moral of the story is, I think a really friendly reminder you should say to yourself every day is like, the only thing that defers you from someone else is the fact that they're not you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you are you, and that's it. Like, there's no one like you. No matter if you both have blonde hair, no matter if you both are brunette, no matter both if you're 5'3", you're 5'10", whatever. Like, literally, or if you both have the same coat, or you both both have the same Chanel bag. Like, literally, it literally, nothing.
That's your power.
It's literally,
that's literally
you.
Your power.
Like, that is so fucking cool to think that there's only one you. You are the icon. You are the main character in your own fucking life. No matter what, how much you love your girlfriends, and no matter how much you are best friends and or even with your coworkers in your office, corporate job, whatever, you are the main character in your own fucking life, and you're the icon, and that's it.
And I think in social media mm-hmm. too, that is the one thing that when you look even at your content or your brand, like the one thing that will set you apart is if you are true to yourself. It'll come through in your personality and your editing and your caption. Like, that is the one thing you need to do. And it should be the easiest thing. Just be yourself. And with comparing yourself, like a quote that I always like to think of is, don't compare yourself to anyone but yourself and who you were yesterday. Like, as long as you are comparing yourself to the older version of you and you feel like you're advancing and getting better, being a better friend, a better daughter, a better businesswoman, better girlfriend. Like, that is all you should compare yourself to, and just work on yourself. Like, don't look at other people, use them as inspiration if you look, but then really just compare yourself to who you were yesterday.
And
I totally agree with
that. And like, obviously, all of this advice and this like inspiration that we're trying to relay on you guys, like we said, obviously works in the social media world and works for like mental health as well, just from within, but also like if you're applying for a job and you're in a corporate job like this, you guys really apply all of this advice that we're giving you into every single industry you guys are in. Cause I know not all of you guys are obviously influencers or bloggers or even want to be in this industry. And maybe you're just like listening to our podcast. Hey sister, you just like to it, but yeah, apply this. If you're applying for a job next to one of your coworkers, you know what, if you don't get that job, it wasn't meant for you. And the other thing that's going to come up is going to be meant for you.
And I think with everything that we've said in today's episode, if you take kind of what we've said, it's not going to happen overnight. It is something that you have to really work on, and comparing yourself and competition and all that kind of stuff is something really hard to deal with. And it may take you some time, but once you do kind of get a grasp on it and really like figure out what kind of person you want to be and like what kind of life you want to live, I think that really sets the tone for everything moving forward. And honestly, like, it isn't easy. I mean, we've all had our moments, and that's, I think we've all had those and lows slip-ups that have gotten
like
us
even
to
when
where
you
we
get
are
it
today.
It's not smooth yes. sailing. Like, you will have slip ups, but you'll have the tools to catch
self-awareness
yourself.
Self-awareness exactly. is key.
Couldn't have said yeah, it
that's
better
why we're
myself,
on the same podcast. Please.
This is why we're BFFs. So with that being said, you guys, obviously we have to give a shout out to our stunning queen of the week. We think she is a super cute, stunning queen. She's based out of actually Nashville now. She used to be based out of Texas, right? But she's based out of Nashville. She just moved with her hubby, yeah. Hunter. But we're giving a shout out to Julia Havens. She is a stunning queen. She is a YouTuber, Instagrammer, kind of jack of all trades. And we really like her because she kind of embodies basically what we were talking about in this episode. She is so confident, at least she comes off that way. And she's so confident in her career. She really knows what she wants. I feel like it totally shines through her social media as well, that she really knows who she is. And we love her content. We love her YouTube. And we just love following along her life.
And I think she does a really good job of just being herself and not letting any outside people influence the kind of content
she's creating. For
sure.
And I think too, like, we were able to connect with her and Hunter a few years back. I think Emma and I were in Montreal, and I don't know what it was. Maybe they were part of our lives. We just somehow connected, like Instagram live, I mean. And I know all of us like were kind of following each other back then. And she also quit her job at Sephora Collection and did start doing this full time, which I think is really cool and also embodies that part of the episode as well. So it felt like a very natural fit, and we wanted to give her and show her some love.
Yeah, so if you guys want to follow her, she does weekly vlogs on YouTube with her husband, and they just moved into the most stunning queen house. Have you guys seen her stunning queen house in Nashville? They're like living the dream. They're living the dream.
That's amazing.
And I think that they're honestly entering a really cool chapter in their life that you guys are going to want to follow along. So definitely follow her on Instagram. It's Juge Havens, I believe. Yeah, it's Juge Havens. Is that how you spell it? JUJHAVENS. But yeah, go follow her. Stunning Queen of the Week. But with that being said, you guys, thanks so much for listening to today's episode.
We hope you guys enjoyed and found it useful and insightful. And we really hope you take this episode and be able to take this week and make your own and really go for what you want and believe in yourself, because the three of us are rooting for you. And can't wait to see you next week.
And make sure that you guys follow us on all platforms at That's So Sabotage on Instagram. And make sure you check us out and add us to your playlist on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And yeah, we'll see you guys next Monday. And we love you.
We love you.
Have a good week.
Bye. Mwah.